Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Salveson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Salveson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser fires to first and has Hockett trapped. There's the throw to Hoover, who tags Hockett for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood scores. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Buddy Rosar now catching. Joe Heving now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Keltner for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards is walked intentionally. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-0 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up beyond second. Wood can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Keltner moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Rosar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rosar. Harris moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoover hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Sierra pinch hits for Joe Heving. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cullenbine moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wood fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.